Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide, books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
When the going gets tough, well, most people freak out. Faced with immediate threats and an uncertain future, they react tentatively and unpredictably, which only makes bad matters worse. In Predictable Results in Unpredictable Times, published by Franklin Covey, Seven Habits guru Stephen Covey and co-author Bob Whitman offer a clear, doable strategy for maintaining and even improving your business during tough economic times. Their four-part formula is compact, encouraging, straightforward, and actionable. Execute priorities with excellence. Move with the speed of trust. Achieve more with less, and reduce fear. When hard economic times threaten to rock your boat, Get Abstract suggests reaching for this book to help steady your craft in the storm-tossed seas.
Managing your firm during tough times requires a special kind of focus. Consider the Tour de France, a grueling 3-week bike race through daunting terrain. The truly great teams take the lead during the most difficult mountainous parts of the race through the Alps. Similarly, great leaders stay strong during challenging economic times by guiding their organizations through four frightening threats.
First, a failure to execute. Can your employees carry out your strategy?
Second, a crisis of trust. Will your staff continue to trust management's decisions?
Third, a loss of focus. Will people stay on task?
And fourth, pervasive fear. Will they perform well in the face of risky unknowns?
Respond to each of these threats by using four keystone principles.
Principle 1. Execute priorities with excellence. Make sure team members know their individual roles in reaching clear, achievable goals. That is how world-renowned cyclist Lance Armstrong and his teams won the Tour de France an unprecedented 7 times. How have they been able to win so often when other talented teams have failed to win even once? All the members of Armstrong's teams know their specific roles and how to execute them. In a survey of 150,000 employees, only about 15% could recite their company's main goals. Moreover, not even half of that 15% knew what they could do to help achieve their firm's objectives. And only some 9% felt committed to those targets. Companies that succeed during rough economic times set out clearly defined, simple goals that everyone in the organization knows and can use as operative priorities. Be precise. An objective such as saving energy is too vague for people to execute. However, stating that the company must reduce energy usage by 10% within a year is a measurable, achievable objective. If your staffers have clear targets, they can evaluate whether their actions contribute to or detract from their purpose. They also can seek opportunities to achieve their plans and to overcome any obstacles. Gauge how well your firm is operating in light of its main objectives. Use lead measures that track results-oriented activities which help you predict how your firm will perform. However, defining a path and expecting people to follow it is not enough. Constantly reiterate your hopes, track your progress, and refocus your team's energies.
Principle 2. Move with the speed of trust. The employees in a successful company trust their leaders to outline winnable strategies. Such confidence generates calculable outcomes because it affects a company's ability to act swiftly and economically. A consumer products company that people have faith in enjoys better sales because customers know they can rely on its consistency and quality. Buyers don't bicker over prices and, like suppliers, are more loyal because they prefer to do business with an entity they trust. Conversely, consumers punish low-trust companies through the bottom line. Xerox was struggling in 2001 when Ann Mulcahy became CEO. Sales were down, debt was high, the stock price was falling, and an accounting scandal had destroyed the market's trust in the company. Mulcahy called Warren Buffett for advice, who told her to focus on customers and to lead people as though their lives depended on her success. Mulcahy made the difficult but necessary decision to cut expenses and debt, paid a $10 million fine, and put money back into product development. She was completely transparent about her actions and intentions with her employees and other stakeholders. She followed through on her commitments and trusted her team to work hard and achieve the goals she set. Within 6 years, Xerox was back on track, and Chief Executive Magazine named Mulcahy CEO of the Year. Build trust in your firm by creating transparency, keeping your commitments, and extending trust to your team. When you trust others, they will live up to that faith and will trust you.
Principle 3. Achieve more with less. Refocus your priorities to concentrate on activities that deliver value to your customers. Many managers try to do more with less in a crisis by laying off workers, selling assets, or foregoing new projects. However, successful executives think strategically. They respond to crisis by focusing on building customer and employee loyalty and by pushing the reset button to align the organization around those priorities. Doing more with less is only effective if you do more of the right things. Begin by viewing every process in light of whether it helps you serve your customers better. Simplifying the choices at hand will help you achieve predictable, desirable results. For example, Unilever's sales rose when it reduced the number and variety of soaps and deodorants it offered. The message? When you're navigating rough terrain, do more of what your clients value most and less of everything else. And refocus on your employees. Research shows that when times get tough, people want to pitch in, make a difference, and accomplish meaningful work.
And principle 4, reduce fear. Help employees proactively channel their energies into results-oriented actions. People have many valid reasons to fear the future. Job security is practically out of date. Retirement accounts are in jeopardy. Prices are rising and healthcare costs are escalating. Fear wears people out. As their leader, your role is to reduce their fears and help them redirect their energies into results-oriented actions. When a plane leaving New York City was forced to make an emergency landing on the Hudson River, the passengers were surprisingly calm because the pilot told them exactly what was happening and how to respond. That is what great leaders must do during a crisis. Enabling people to participate redirects their anxiety and gives them a sense of control. Fearful people have trouble differentiating between worries beyond their control and anxieties they actually can help alleviate. The more you can transfer control to problems you can influence, the better you will feel about your future.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords crisis management on getabstract.com.